This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Tuesday, April the 7th, 2020. On the air with the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is out today. Jennifer Horn on the ball and at the ready. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We'll be joined later in the hour by Dr. Ken Kronhaus with an update from his perspective on what's going on. I noticed, Jennifer, that the President and Vice President Joe Biden had a conversation yesterday about the situation. Kind of an interesting, wouldn't you have liked to have been, or somebody, there must have been a fly on the wall listening to the conversation.
There were about 12 flies on the wall, probably.
Right. Yeah. So who called who? Did Biden call Trump, or did Trump call Biden?
I think Biden called Trump.
Yeah.
And both of them agreed not to talk publicly about the conversation. Trump said at the briefing yesterday that they had a nice civil call, that he liked Joe Biden, he thought he was a nice man. He offered some suggestions. President Trump said some of them we were already doing. He said he would consider some others, and that was it.
Yeah. Okay.
But so they made an agreement not to talk about it, which I think is good. So it's not just posturing.
Yep. How are the, in Los Angeles where you are, how are the neighborhood, we talk about travel restrictions around the world. You can't get on a plane and go to Greece, for example, but can you get in your car and drive from Santa Monica to East L.A.?
Yes, you can. For now, although the mayor said that he's thinking about restricting travel through neighborhoods, but for someone like me who is still having to go to work different places, there's no restrictions on that right now.
Yeah, well, and what do the numbers look like? I hesitate. I know that one of the surveys suggests that people want to know about numbers. I don't know what good that does you. But under the circumstances, what sort of numbers are they flattening out in Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, in California, which has been at least one of the two epicenters of this?
California has been able to get on top of it as far as getting hospital beds prepared. We're about 2 weeks behind New York, so there was a lot of extra time for us to get ready, to the point where actually the governor started sending ventilators to New York and to Maryland. At the moment, I think there are 10,000 cases in California, maybe a few more than that. Let me check. Let me get my numbers up. Hold on 1 second while we chat.
In the meantime, while you're chatting, one of the things that I think is helpful and hopeful.
16,000, by the way. 16,363 cases in California. That number jumped up a lot, but the death number did not. It only went up about 20 or so since I last checked this yesterday at 387 deaths. Yeah.
More and more people are quietly using that cocktail that Fauci and the rest of them don't want to sign off on.
By the way, not quietly, there's a doctor who was actually, it was reported on by our local ABC affiliate here. There's a doctor who is saying he's having almost a 100% success rate with hydroxychloroquine. Yeah. And so he's been one of the top voices in getting people to take this more seriously. I'm not sure why the questioning, again, if you have the right to try, and if you're dying for all intents and purposes, if you're dying in intensive care, why wouldn't you try this? Or why wouldn't your family want you to try this? So I think there are a lot of people who are doing that, and a lot of them are having great results. The other thing that I just listened to is a doctor from Los Angeles talking about another therapy where when you enter the hospital, they immediately try to tamp down your immune system, because what's killing people is the inflammation. It's the overabundance of your immune system attacking this virus in your breathing tube, and that's literally creating all that sludgy congestion, all those dead cells that are actually congesting people and causing pneumonias, essentially. So there's a doctor who said when he's getting patients into the hospital, he's doing everything he can to actually stop your immune system from working, which he says seems counterintuitive, but it seems to be saving people's lives.
Well, when people talk about, like, I apparently had a touch of it, and Ken and Jack both say it's because my immune system is as strong as it is that it just kind of pushed to the side. And, you know, I'd like to think that was the case because you want to have that apply to everything in your body that potentially could go wrong with you, not just this circumstance. And what is really surprising is how little people know. When children are not taught how their bodies work, health ed in schools is pushed aside. People don't understand how their bodies work. They just don't. And so they don't get the immune system. They don't even understand. I bet you could stop a dozen people on the street, Jennifer, and ask them if they understand how their immune system works, and they'd say, huh? If they knew what vitamin C did for their immune system, Yeah, the people don't know. So it's we have extraordinary ignorance in our country at the moment, and I think that also plays into why people don't take care of themselves, because the diets that we have based on what you see in an advertisement, people aren't talking about health and diet, for example, in school. Why wouldn't this be mandatory? Learn how to take better care of yourself so you wouldn't be a burden on your family, on society, on the government as you get older. Take care of yourself.
I think nutrition classes are in school still, aren't they?
Not around here they are.
I know. I had to take nutrition and health.
Yeah. Well, it's getting longer and longer, farther and farther away, Jen, since you were in school.
Stop it. Huh? It was just a roast just a few years ago.
Yes, just a couple of years ago. Yeah, I know. Seems like only yesterday. So there's a research study going on at the University of Pittsburgh to develop a potential vaccine. And that's if you listen to the strategists, people who are talking this through and understanding what's going on, you'll hear from most of them that this is probably going to recede fairly quickly now, in the next month or so as the weather gets warm. But if we don't have a vaccine come fall, look out below, here it comes roaring back in again, because you haven't taken steps unless you've had it and you've built up the immunity to it. But that'll be, not everybody, not even a majority, not even a lot of people, really, when you get down to numbers. So we have, what is there, how many cases in America now? 800,000? How many? I don't even know, because I don't watch the numbers. I don't care about them. That's not what turns me on. I want to know how we're going to fix this and eliminate it from. That's my focus and some of the good things that are going on. But I think we've had hundreds of thousands of cases in America. But we have hundreds of...
The U.S. has 367,659 cases.
Okay. That is 1% of the population. 1% of the population has it. So you can still ask yourself... And hopefully not in an egotistical, selfish, angry way, was the ruination of the economy worth it under the circumstances? People say yes, because this is an unknown. We don't know. It could have been 300,000, it could have been 3 million, it could have been 30 million. It could have been. And the problem with all of that is we don't really have answers to questions that we ought to have. And whether it's that we weren't prepared or whatever, who knows at this point in time. Hopefully we have learned our lesson, which is the most important thing to come out of this, I think, Jennifer. Frankly, what's the most important thing to come out of this for you? Maybe staying at home has been great for you and your family. Maybe if you're just married and you're not getting along, maybe you file for divorce. Who knows?
There's going to be a divorce boom. People think it's going to be a baby boom, but I think it's going to be a divorce boom.
Holy moly. I think you're right about that. Yeah. So all of the what happened is there was a discussion about the Queen Mary, which is down in Long Beach. Did that become a hospital?
They're thinking about it. Yeah, it hasn't yet, but I think that's a backup plan. Right now, we're doing okay. We're not out of hospital beds. So
how many people are on that ship? I think they're only like 2% of the
Mercy. The Mercy is just taking patients that don't have coronavirus, and I don't think it's very full at all. The Comfort, however, in New York, they accidentally transferred people there with the coronavirus. They weren't supposed to take corona patients, and so now one of the healthcare workers on that boat has tested positive for coronavirus, and now they're making that ship a place where they'll take overflow coronavirus cases too. So it was supposed to be kind of a safe zone. Now it's right in the mix.
Right. So there's that. I was talking to my grandson Miles last night. We have our FaceTime usually every day, maybe every couple of days. And I'll talk with him and Megan about what he's doing at home and how happy he seems to be. He loves his mother. His mother loves him. He loves his father. They
Most
are learning.
Most kids are.
Yeah.
There's a new survey out, a Gallup poll that says 9 out of 10 kids who are home right now are actually having enjoyment almost every single day.
Yeah.
Because the people that they love are around them. Kids' needs are very simple.
Yeah.
And the fact that mom and dad are there and probably taking more interest in their kid and probably sitting down and playing some games and doing some puzzles and helping them learn,
they
love that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. I think the negative impact on kids, other than maybe the lack of education, unless some parents are really stepping up, that's really what you're going to see. But as far as nurturing, your kids are going to be just great coming out of this.
Yeah. Reading, all this stuff, good stories. J.K. Rowling, by the way, had it. Apparently she's okay, though, now, right?
Yes.
That seems to be.
And some interesting news. They just did an update on Boris Johnson, who is.
I just heard you. You must have just seen this. I could hear you. Wait a minute. Let me look at this for a second. Okay, so what's the latest on
Boring Boris. No, there was an update that said that he is actually breathing on his own. He's on oxygen, but he's breathing on his own, and he's talking, and he's in good spirits. So that's good news.
But he was in the ICU.
He still is, by the way.
He is. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. There's a petition to name Dr. Fauci the sexiest man.
I think that's when people get a little crazy.
Who started that, please? I don't think so.
Step aside George Clooney. Here comes
Fauci. Yeah, exactly. Yep. What's the, are you doing takeout? I know you got to go and I got to get into some stuff here, but what about takeout?
I've done it actually a couple times. I haven't done it a lot. I've actually
been cooking a lot more,
but yes, a few times.
I did it once like a week and a half ago, but I've been kind of hesitant to go out and interact with more people, so I haven't done it recently.
I haven't done it. Okay. All right. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program with the word everybody's heard about the word. Word. The word is congratulations to MyPillow because they are not producing pillows anymore. And you say, what? What happened? I love my MyPillow. No, calm down. The factory is producing masks. And until there are enough masks for every hospital, every provider, everybody that needs one, Mr. Mike Lindell has committed his factory to make all these masks so that everybody will have one. There are other factories making them as well. I think they can make 30,000 a day. I saw that somewhere. But how many of these masks can you use? I called my son on Facebook, on FaceTime last night. Kara, he called me. He was wearing a black face mask. And I started to laugh, and he looked at me, and he started to laugh, too. What are you laughing at, Dad? I said, that mask, because his wife is very much, Sophie is very, very much onto taking care of everybody in her family. And so she got these masks. I don't know where she got them, but she's very resourceful. I'm sure she found them someplace where nobody else could find them. And so he's wearing them. But that was the kind of mask that they're making at MyPillow. So meanwhile, you probably want to know what's the deal. If you haven't heard the deal, this is the deal now. We had earlier announced that it would be a 50% BOGO sale on everything in the catalog until the middle of April. Well, that's all changed as of the first of the month. Now it's two-thirds. You can save up to 66% on all the products with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. For example, the King Platinum Premium MyPillow. You can buy 10 of these for $29.99. Usually they're $79. How about that for a sale? The same is true with the standard or queen size regular MyPillow. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. The standard queen platinum pillows usually are $69.99. You can buy 10 of them now for $24.99 apiece with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, you can wash them and dry them to your heart's content. I was talking about washing Daisy's MyPillow bed yesterday. It really works. It fluffs it right up, and you get that support that you want. You want it for you. You want it for your dog. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code. Save a lot of money and be safe.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater.
This is Billie Eilish. For those who don't recognize her voice, she and Paul McCartney and Casey Musgraves, Elton John, and some other folks are scheduled to participate in a charity special organized by Global Citizen and the World Health Organization. It's called One World Together at Home, which is going to air on the 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. The day of the week is the 18th, is a Saturday, okay? The event, a lot of stars, in addition to the ones I just mentioned, Gaga's going to be there, Jimmy Fallon's going to host it, Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert together. That's a combo. Put those three guys together. This is supposed to serve as a celebration of healthcare workers. Several doctors and nurses and families affected by the virus are going to speak during the special. Donations raised will benefit the Solidarity Response Fund, as well as local and regional charities providing food, shelter, and health care to those who are in need. Other musicians, celebrities supposed to take part: Stevie Wonder, Eddie Vedder, Chris Martin, John Legend, Idris, and Sabrina Elba, who both have had... we had Idris, right? We talked about him having care, but his wife apparently had it, too. So that'll be an interesting story to hear. Lizzo's going to be a part of the entertainment. Keith Urban, Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong, Alanis Morissette, Kerry Washington, David Beckham. That's a pretty good list of people. That'd be an interesting show to watch, actually. 8 o'clock on the 18th Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific. The One World Special is a spinoff of sorts of the Together at Home series Global Citizen's been running online for the past couple of weeks. Campaign has raised support for relief efforts with an at-home concert from John Legend, Chris Martin, Niall Horan, Charlie Puth, and Common. So far, Global Citizen has raised $30 million for the World Health Organization's coronavirus response effort. So that's good.
I think this is the one that I'm most excited for so far. There have been a lot of at-home ones, and obviously the Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks one was pretty cool. But this is so many people.
The country one the other night was a push, was a stretch.
Yeah. I like so many of these artists, and I like the people hosting, so I'm interested to see how they put it all together. Yeah.
Yep. Duran, up next musically. We have music info every hour during this portion of the program, with all of us focused on some of the news that's current. Duran's bassist, John Taylor, has revealed he's tested positive, but he's recovered. The process took about 3 weeks. He said, quote, "Perhaps I am particularly robust," he wrote on Twitter. "I like to think I am. It's sort of like me. I do, too. Blessed with getting only a mild case. But after a week or so of what I would describe as a turbocharged flu, I came out of it feeling okay. Although I must admit I didn't mind the quarantine as long as it gave me a chance to recover." He said, quote, "I'm speaking out in answer to the enormous amount of fear being generated by the pandemic." See, that's what I was talking about with Jennifer earlier on. There's too much fear here, given the numbers. 1% of the population has had this, and it's just I don't get how we've shut down the economy the way we have. Anyway, Duran has been in the studio working on a follow-up to their Paper Goods album that came out 5 years ago. They recently announced that they were taking a break because of the realities of the situation. They don't want to work together in the same studio. That makes sense. While we are self-isolating, we still want to be in touch with all of you. They announced that they would host Q&As from the band's Twitter account. "For us, we feel it's important during this crazy time to stay connected so we can share our thoughts and feelings. Community has never felt like such a scarce commodity." So that makes good sense. They're supposed to schedule next on Hyde Park, July the 12th. That's Duran. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump having a phone call with his political rival in November's election. The president saying yesterday that chat with Joe Biden went well.
"We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about."
Biden has been very critical to reporters about the administration's response to COVID-19. Of course, he's the front runner to face off against Trump in November's general election. A federal judge is letting some abortions resume in Oklahoma. A restraining order will stay in effect until at least April 20th, after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued the order last month suspending all elective surgeries in the state, and that included abortions because of the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, how do you see you when you go to bed at night? Do you close your eyes, see yourself with a different vision? The vision that you have with your eyes open is different than the vision you have when your eyes are closed. I have found that to be the case. Expectations, especially with what's going on around us, I think we ought to have high hopes and high expectations that things are going to change. I think a lot of things are going to change. They are. They have to. In fact, and so with all of the things that have changed and are changing, there's always a sign, there's a hope that is, what is that, the old expression, hope burns eternal in the lives of mankind or something along that line. Today is the day to celebrate the work of nurses and midwives and remind world leaders of the critical role they play in keeping the world healthy. Today is World Health Organization Day. Nurses and other health workers at the forefront of this situation we're living in, providing high-quality, respectful treatment and care, leading community dialogue to address all the fears and the questions, some instances collecting data for clinical studies, that sort of thing. Quite simply, without nurses, there wouldn't be any response at all. This is the International Year of the Nurse and the Midwife. The World Health Organization having World Health Day, highlighting the current status of nursing around the world. So all of the partners involved in this making a series of recommendations to strengthen the nursing and midwifery. Is that how you pronounce it? Midwifery? Midwifery. How do you pronounce that? Ken, is that
midwifery.
Midwifery, all right. This would be vital if we are to achieve national and global targets related to universal health coverage and child care, maternal care, infectious diseases, that sort of stuff. So maybe a tip of the hat is important today as we think about nurses. Your mother was a nurse. Dr. Ken Kronhus is with us now on the DJV program to discuss the obvious. But I'm reflecting your mom was a nurse. And that,
absolutely. My mom was a registered nurse.
Yeah. And you, but your father was not. Was your father a doctor?
No.
Your brother is.
My brother's a urologist.
So when did you decide that you wanted to be a doctor? How did that, between the two of you, you and your brother?
Well, after high school, I realized I wasn't going to pitch for the Yankees, and my father said he would only support me until age 18, and so I figured I had to do something.
By the way, did you see that the teams are going to go back to playing ball in May, and they're all going to play in Arizona someplace? Did you see that? That
sounds like exciting.
All right, so Ken is here to discuss, I said the obvious, and it is the obvious, the situation that we find ourselves in now, kind of from his point of view. He and I have been talking every day, obviously off the air, sometimes on the air, about what you need to know in terms of where we are and where this is going to take us. And one of the things, the stark reality, I just did the math. Jennifer and I were talking about the numbers and how many hundreds of thousands of people have this here in our country. It is 1% of the population that has been touched by this. So we can ask ourselves until we're blue in the face, was all of this worth it? Was it all necessary? Especially when you think about the number of people who are dying now versus what happened at first. And I mean, at this point, you're not going to stop the energy that's behind it, Ken. But this is something that we're dealing with, and because there are so many questions, I think you're an important source. Let me start with the obvious. Where are we? We've talked about what Fauci's response has been to using the Z-Pak and the malaria, and the fact that it's being prescribed by doctors all over the place now, but yet the government still won't get behind it.
Well,
I'm not being critical. I just think that we need to understand why.
Well, the official voice is changing. Because let's back it up a second. Let's just back it up. You and I reported about 2 weeks ago the original publication by this group in Marseille at the University Medical Center in Marseille, led by Dr. Philippe Gautret, excuse my French, and this is a world-renowned, accepted infectious disease doctor, an amazing group that's set up in Marseille to test new and old drugs against new and old bugs. And Dr. Philippe Gautret's group published in the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents, March 20th, 2020, the first six patients who were given hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, and all six were free of virus in 5 days, which was amazing. And then this group has continued to treat. People are calling for a wonderful, ideal scientific study, randomized, controlled. And yes, we'd love to have that one day, but we don't have the time right now. When you go to war, when it's game time, you play with the team you have, not the team you dreamed you have.
Mm-hmm.
So what this group in Marseille has done, they've put up on the web for everybody, anyone to see their real-time success. And again, they don't even think they think it's immoral to have a controlled study because this drug combination is so effective. You can go to their website from the Marseille, France group, and I looked at it before we went on the air. They have now treated in real time 2,179 patients who've been diagnosed.
In France, at
their university hospital with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. And they report in 2,179 patients diagnosed with COVID-19, treated with the combination, only 9 deaths. So you do the math. That's a 99.6% survival. This is no longer just a few patients. This is a case study. They don't agree that you think it's moral to have a control group. You have historical controls. And this is not just a few patients. This is not empiric. You hear this word over and over, empiric. This is not empiric when you get to 2,000 patients. This is what we call a case study. And many things. Tetanus. We all get a tetanus shot. Tetanus never went through a formal testing, randomized, controlled. It went through case control with historical controls, case studies. It's immoral to do a randomized controlled study on tetanus.
So is this immoral? Is the fact that this is not being treated seriously by those who are, quote-unquote, in charge?
Wait a second. Dr. Burke, not Dr. Fauci, but Dr. Burke, last night, publicly stated...
Burks, is that the lady?
Publicly stated yesterday that Dr. Deborah Burks publicly stated yesterday that we need to go in both directions. We need an immediate plan, and it's between the doctor and the patient. The FDA has approved this, and it's between the doctor and the patient to decide whether hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, the Z-Pak, should be used. And then we also need a long-term, elegant study, randomized, controlled.
Yeah.
And that is making, to me, so much sense. That one doesn't offset the other. We need to do both. We need right now a wartime scientist. Dr. Fauci is an excellent peacetime scientist. We need a wartime scientist because this is a war against the bug, and we need to make decisions now on the best information we have. The best information we have right now is the hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, and it's based on this 2,179 patients in Marseille, France, by outstanding medical investigators, and only 9 deaths. That's, again, a 99.6% survival.
So one wonders, and this is not necessarily our conversation, but I'm going to have the conversation as I listen to you probably tomorrow on the program, then why do we have all this disruption if only 1% of the population has it, and because we have an obvious way of curbing this, and the vaccine research being done at the University of Pittsburgh is now showing signs that we come up with some kind of vaccine.
Doug, we're not going to have a vaccine for a year. And we're not going to have a vaccine that's been tested adequately for a year. And social distancing is important. Just because we have these two effective drugs doesn't mean we should stop social distancing, because that also will help flatten the curve. Give me a second. You were in California, and you were the one who let everybody know that they're starting this early. The reason why California, Oregon, and Washington are doing so well compared to other parts of the country is because they started aggressive social distancing early. Social distancing is important because this is a very contagious bug, but we now have an effective treatment for it.
All right. So I have a problem. You use the term immoral. This is a discussion. You've given us up-to-date info, scientific information. You're a scientist as well as being a doctor.
I use the word immoral to do a controlled study, and that's what the Marseille group feels. And that's why they're not doing in real time a control. We have historical controls, but to do the elegant science requires a randomized, controlled, double-blinded, and to do that, the Marseille group thinks it's immoral.
Okay. I think it's immoral to have let the economy tank the way that it has. I think it's immoral that we do not have discussion of prevention, the preventatives that could keep this sort of thing or any problem like this from becoming bigger problem. The fact that it's immoral that people are eating themselves to death.
Doug, we need
you're
a plan.
A heart guy.
We need a plan to open up the economy, and this will come with the antibody test. The antibody test was actually approved over the weekend. The Mayo Clinic has developed it, and this will tell who has natural immunity, and we can tell we can tell clearly if there's natural immunity, who's been exposed, and I think we're going to find when we start doing antibody testing on a large number that most of us have already had this. Again, 80% of us get either no symptoms, mild to moderate symptoms. It's just this small 5% who get this rapidly developing severe form of this, and we're going to find with antibody testing, most of us have already had this, and we can go back, live our lives because we have natural immunity. So far, this is looking like a stable virus. It doesn't mutate. Hopefully, that will stay as is. And if this doesn't mutate and you have the antibody, you're safe because you have natural immunity now. And I think we're going to discover that so many of us already have been exposed to this.
All right. Well, you and I are both big on prevention as well, and that's something else that needs to...
Well, keep your weight. What seems to be a huge risk factor for the severe, aggressive, rapid form is obesity. And pre-diabetes, diabetes, obesity is a big item, and it's all the things we talk about for the heart. Get the blood pressure under control, eat a healthy diet, get sleep, keep your natural immunity in good shape, but it seems like obesity is a big problem here for the rapidly aggressive form.
I agree. All right, that's good. Good report, good up-to-date info on the treatments, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a very important part of the Good Day Health show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the two of them on during the weekend on the weekends on many of these same stations. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist based at Mount Dora, Florida's Lake Cardiology. If you're a hardworking American and you're scratching around now trying to figure out how you're going to make ends meet, how'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from your prior year's tax returns? Yep. There's a new company made up of ex-IRS auditors and employees. It's called Family Tax Service. They'll take your file tax returns, get them for the last 3 years. They'll take them apart, analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions that a lot of the big tax companies miss. They just do. They prepare your... They don't guarantee they're going to get you the most money back. They just guarantee they'll get your tax return filed for you. Even if you've already filed this last year, don't worry. It's not too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back $5,000 or their services are free. And this time, this need for... And you wonder, well, how long is it going to take the IRS to get to this? You'd be amazed at the people with the right, shall we say, pedigree getting to them. They're going to pay attention to them. They're going to do their job, and you're going to get your money back. So call 800-262-0318. Take advantage of this great opportunity from Family Tax Service, 800-262-0318. Can you imagine getting a check back from the IRS for $5,000 or more? And so it's found money. 800-262-0318, Family Tax Service.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We know who the trumpet player is on this theme from The Godfather, Chakra. It's got to be somebody famous. Famous trumpet player. Yes? Or who even did all the music for The Godfather? Those iconic orchestra conductors that do like...
I think it was Francis Ford Coppola's brother that did it.
Really?
I think so.
All right, 54 past the hour now on the DJV program. It's Movie Moments time for this Tuesday, April 7th. And Chucker is here with our Movie Moments. The theme from The Godfather gets us stimulated to think about what, Chucker?
Well, Francis Ford Coppola, the director of The Godfather 1 and 2 and 3, turns 81 years old today, born April 7th, 1939. Really one of the most interesting directors, I think, in the history of film, simply because early in his career, the guy was brilliant. I mean, doing Godfather 1 and 2, easily creating maybe the best storytelling on film of all time, equal to any other film, I think, ever produced. The repeatability of those films is just absolutely immense when they come on AMC or some other channel, and you could get hooked, and no matter how many times you have watched those films, they're just completely absorbing. And like I said, the pacing and the way the characters are developed, it's a very unique film style that you don't see a lot of anymore. But you know, here's what's interesting about his career. In 72, same year or 74, he did The Conversation, a really good movie that's critically acclaimed with Gene Hackman. He did Apocalypse Now in 1979, another critically acclaimed, that was a Vietnam War film. But what's interesting, going forward, he had issues in terms of success. He did a movie in 1981 called One from the Heart, which he self-financed through his own studio. It originally was a $2 million movie, but he decided to he wanted all the sets of Las Vegas built inside studio, and the budget ballooned to $25 million. The film bombed, and he had to claim bankruptcy at the time. I don't think it was personal bankruptcy. It must have been business bankruptcy, because I looked up on the internet. It said his net worth is $400 million, but he did go bankrupt on that film in 1981, One from the Heart, a really interesting project, a vanity project, as they call it, that did not do well, sort of self-imploded. And the second half of his career, he did one movie I really like. I think you like it, too, called The Rainmaker, which is based on a John Grisham novel with Danny DeVito and Matt Damon. I like that film a lot. But his legacy in the second half is not the same as the first, but Godfather 1 and 2 are alone to be a great, great, great film legacy. Francis Ford Coppola, 81 today.
All right, and the passing of Honor Blackman, who played Pussy Galore in Goldfinger. She passed away at the age of 94. Got me to thinking about Sean Connery and where he is, because she starred opposite him in Goldfinger, and it was a fabulous James Bond, Andre.
You know, it's interesting. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and we talked about this on the show before. If you look at Sean Connery's Bond, even that character's name, obviously, the sexism of the early Bond, I don't think would fly in the Daniel Craig movies. But
and his
it
own
was what it was.
Approach in life. He was accused many times of being a sexist, even by his wife. I'm looking at a picture of him now at the age of 82. If you didn't know it was him, you wouldn't recognize him. The pictures of whatever has gone on in his life in the last few years, he looks...
Sean Connery?
He just looks old.
Is that how old is he now? Is he
82.
How old?
82.
Is he 82?
82.
Okay. All right.
He looks 92 in the pictures that I'm looking at, and I find myself troubled by
great,
it,
though.
Because he was such a great... Everything he did. I mean, there are so many great movies and shows that he's been in. He's walking with a cane these days.
Yeah. Well, he had a great resurgence after he won the Oscar for The Untouchables, playing the character Malone, and then he did, he co-starred with Nick Cage in The Rock. I mean, he was a big... Big fan favorite, and just a simply fantastic presence with a tremendous personality on screen.
Yeah, well, he's that. He was always, it was bigger than life. The way to describe Sean Connery is that he is, I suppose, now even still in his status, bigger than life. But he's...
Well, look, and you're harking back and you see guys like Sean Connery and Gene Hackman and Jack Nicholson, you know, all retired. You know, time marches on, Doug, whether
sure
we like
does.
It or not.
Can I write that down, Chucker?
You can. Can you quote me on that one?
Time marches on. Yes, it does. Well, lots of good things. We're thinking about good things and hope, keeping our fingers crossed that we're going to be able to go back to the movie theater pretty soon. Chuck Curry on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.